Colonel Eric Offord, Real 6.
Now, on the number of occasions we've discussed the question of the degree of accuracy which tank guns between the wars could achieve, you've given me the impression that the degree of accuracy achieved was in fact quite high. But when you say quite high, exactly what do you mean by that?
Yeah. Okay? Well, when I say quite high, I mean against the targets, at the ranges, under the conditions which they were fired. Now, I don't think any of these conditions, in fact, I know, none of those conditions were relevant to war. The targets were too big, the ranges were too short, and the speed was abysmally slow. Now, none of those conditions can pertain in war. What I'm saying is that although the results from things like the ARA and various shoots like this as marked down appeared to be satisfactory, they were under those conditions. But those conditions were not the conditions of accuracy wanting more.
Well, let's talk about these conditions. Now, you've mentioned several of them. You said, first of all, the targets were too big.
Yeah.
How big were they?
Oh, they were tank-sized silhouettes. Full-size tank silhouettes, what they were saying. But that, as opposed to the target in war, being just the turret of the tank, possibly 3x2.
Yeah.
Instead of, well, say, 6x10 or even bigger.
Good. Now, you also said that the ranges were too short. What ranges did you shoot at, and why were they too short?
Well, this partly, no doubt, was limitations of the range, because the longest range possibly you could fire at there may well have been 500. It could have been longer if they'd have had the wit that I had later on in laying out ranges and so on. But I don't think they thought about it, quite frankly. But anyway, the maximum range was 500 yards that they actually fired at. And from where they fired, that was the limit. If they'd have gone along the range for a bit, they could have got it 700 or 800. But I don't think anybody thought about that. That's the truth of the matter.
Mm. So the maximum range was about 500 yards. What was the proportion of the training actually done at 500 yards, and what proportions at shorter distances?
Well, very little was done actually at 500, because the chaps saved their ammunition till they got to the end of the run, where they closed the range, well, say, a couple of hundred yards. So it was probably more like 300 yards they were firing at, between 300 and 400.
And why were these kinds of distances unrealistic and unrepresentative of wartime conditions?
The likely target they're likely to meet in war is a thing like a hull-down tank, which is approximately an area of target exposed 3 feet by 2 feet high, something of that nature.
Mm.
Where the target they'd been playing would have been anything up to 8 feet square. So you could accept much less accuracy on that big screen than you could against a turret-shaped target.
Yes, we're still talking about size of targets, whereas what I was trying to get onto
on the range
was the actual range.
Yeah.
And why you felt that distances of 500 yards, and quite often a good deal less than 500 yards, was not an adequate test of conditions they would have to meet in war.
If you're going to meet a target at that range, that's going to be a full-size muddy target. Something's gone wrong. You know, you've almost collided, haven't you? Whereas the target you're going to, even in close country, taking the averages overall, probably 800 yards. Later, with better optics and better guns, probably more. But that would have been the sort of thing.
And the final factor you put your finger on about why pre-war training was unrealistic was this business of speed.
Yeah.
Again, why was the speed at which firing in training was carried out, why was that unrealistic?
It was unrealistic because you were given a certain time to cover a certain length of leg of a box run. Well, say 200 yards. Now, if you hit that starting tape at 20 miles an hour, you could go at that speed till the last 10 yards of the run, when you could slow down and your overall time would be that laid down. But all your firing had been done in the last 10 or 15 seconds, when the tank was, to all intents and purposes, stationary.
The curious thing is that, listening to your explanation, I mean, that so obviously seems to be, to a layman like me, a sort of bit of gamesmanship, yep, an abuse of what the people who laid the drills down had in mind, that right. I would have thought umpires would have prevented it.
They can't, because they are the rules. They lay these bloody rules down in absolute black and white, so everybody is the same. You see? And it is gamesmanship, but it's gamesmanship within these ruddy rules that they lay down rigidly. And this was rather the standard, how well the chap did in the IRA.
But what was to prevent the officer in charge of the annual shoot saying, well, I'd just like to adapt the rules a little, and this time what I want you to do is go around the box at a mean speed of 10 miles an hour and do all your firing at that speed?
You can't. It's like a game of rugby football. The referee can't contract outside the laws. And there are the laws in the book. The chap got 20 seconds to cover that distance. How he's done it isn't laid down. And this, you see, was, as it were, the examination. This was what they were... Somebody won a cup if they got the best shoot or whatever it was. And this was the rather tended to be how they were judged, efficiency of their gunnery. So, you know, simple as that. To me, it appears, of course, that the ARA, if they hadn't had such a thing, the standard gunnery might have been higher, because it might have, only because it might have been more realistic.
Yes. The only other thing that I just wanted to finally ask you was, as you said yourself, this may be the wisdom of hindsight, we're talking about this now. I just wondered whether anyone at that time felt that this practice of hurtling through the first 60 or 70% of the course at top speed and then slowing right down to crawling, I wonder whether anyone at the time felt that this really isn't what the gunnery exercise is meant to be about. Or did people not think like that?
Oh, I think they did, but this was a game. You know what I mean? It really was a game. It was a competition. And one-upmanship or gamesmanship, anything you like to call it.
So the object of the exercise was not preparations for war. The object of the exercise was to do this little test.
Do that little test, yeah. Which should have been, if it had been laid down properly, should have covered anything. But it's almost, I've tried it since, it's almost impossible to lay down rules for competition which aren't open to gamesmanship.
Yeah.
Bloody difficult. Yeah. I have no idea. I'm saying, I've been on this thing with light tanks and all the ammunition you inspect, light tanks firing, any Vickers machine gun, all the ammunition laid out, four belts, 250 rounds a belt. Told them to mount it and then pulled back the tarpaulin and seen another belt underneath, waiting to be loaded, you know.
Yeah.
You see, it's one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah, it strikes me that these kind of methods have two problems, really. One problem is, as you've been putting your finger on, that it wasn't an appropriate training for wartime conditions. And the other one is that, strict conformity to these kind of laid-down drills is also sort of bad psychological preparation, because one must be flexible and one must be ready to adjust to circumstances in war. I wonder whether, from the point of view of later operations, you feel that people had difficulty in thinking their way through this situation because of the straitjacket of their pre-war training.
I don't know if it's that, but on the other hand, my experience was I was always very well staggered why people didn't think more about war, if you like, and how the best way to conduct it, a particular, you know, I don't know why. So, but I wouldn't put this down to any of that, because it was just, I think, one of those things, I don't know, it was, no, I think you were just defeating the referee, really. That was his ARA, and this counted for something, like winning the Army Bloody Rugby Cup or what have you. I suppose, and just try to do it. Mm.